Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, as you just heard, one of the great charms of the New Hampshire primary is that every Granite Stater can meet each candidate in the flesh and get to know him or her in a more meaningful way. And one thing they're learning this time around, none of the current major candidates still in the race have served in the military. Now, the numbers in Congress aren't much better. Over the last four decades, the number of veterans serving in Congress has dwindled from 75% to under 20%. Well, a Boston-based organization is trying to change that. The group's called New Politics, and it seeks out, nurtures, and supports the candidacies of people who have served in the military or in organizations such as the Peace Corps or AmeriCorps. And they've had at least one big win so far, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But we're joined now by the founder of New Politics, Emily Cherniak. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. It's so great to be here.
So let me ask you, why do you think it is so important to encourage more people who have some kind of service record into politics?
You know, I think this population of people are, you know, because they've had this sort of boots on the ground experience, they are mission driven, they're about problem solving, and they put the country first. And I think we desperately need these kind of leaders in political life because our politics doesn't really represent that right now.
Mm-hmm. And so what inspired you to actually form a group to recruit these kind of people?
You know, I actually do not come from the political world.
Yeah.
I graduated from college and served in AmeriCorps at City Year in Boston and worked there for several years. And then my former boss decided to run for the U.S. Senate. And he asked
Alan Kazee.
Yes. And he asked me to join his campaign. And, you know, the first day on the campaign, which was my first campaign ever, I felt like Keanu Reeves' character in The Matrix when he, like, swallows the red pill. Yeah. And it was like this entire world appeared before me that I just never knew existed. And going through that experience, I really realized two major things. You know, one is that our politics is broken. The campaign ecosystem is really counterintuitive, and there are significant barriers to entry that really prevent anyone from just figuring out how to successfully run for office.
If you don't have prior experience in
that
world, right?
Yeah. And the second is that, you know, if we really want to solve the most pressing challenges of the 21st century, political leadership is key to that effort. You know, we cannot just work outside our political ecosystem. And so I think because I had spent my life around service leaders, people who had done AmeriCorps and the Peace Corps and the military, I just became convinced that these are the leaders we desperately need in political life.
Okay. And so you and the group New Politics, is it partisan, or do you seek out candidates on either side of the aisle?
Yeah, we're bipartisan.
Okay.
Yep.
And how do you go about finding people you think can make the transition from a service background or you know, a military background, for example, into politics?
You know, and I think what was surprising to me as I've been learning through this experience is that people want to serve their country again. They just need to be asked. And so part of it is going through the networks of alumni and veterans and really just and identify, you know, David Gergen is someone who also is a great connector, but just sort of getting recommendations from people and then talking to people and having conversations and just saying, we think you should serve your country again.
Okay, so David Gergen is he's the bridge between you and the big win that I hinted at earlier, right?
Yes.
Because in 2014, New Politics helped a slate of five candidates, including now Congressman Seth Moulton.
Yes.
So when David Gergen first said, hey, there's this guy named Seth Moulton, you should give him a call, what did you do?
Well, I gave him a call. So I actually emailed him because I didn't have his phone number. And I just said, hey, I'd love to talk to you about something. And he said, here's my number. And I called him and I said, listen, I think you should run for Congress. Would you ever think about it?
Well, we know how he answered because we talked to him.
Oh, you did?
About this. That's right. So just everyone to remind you, of course, Congressman Seth Moulton, he ran what was then an underdog race, but ended up beating Congressman John Tierney. He's a military veteran, multiple tours of duty in the Middle East. And when we talked to him about how you, Emily Cherniak, convinced him to run, this is what he said. He was in Texas at the time working on a high-speed rail project. And this is what he told you when you emailed him and then later on called him up.
I said no. I mean, I thought this was a crazy idea. I mean, this wasn't something on my radar screen at all.
What did she say to convince you that it was worth considering and then, of course, worth doing?
You know, she made the case that this is a valuable thing to do, that we need better people in politics, and particularly in Congress. And for me, it really came down to two fundamental questions. Is this a place where I can truly make a difference and have an impact? And second, is it a race I can win? And, you know, she convinced me on both points to give it a shot.
Well, this is kind of amazing, though, because you were the upset winner.
Well, I mean, look, people told me every single day I didn't have a chance. So maybe my judgment on the second question wasn't great. But I have been pleasantly surprised even by the impact I have been able to have as a first-term congressman, even in the minority party.
I want to ask you, though, there's this sense that Emily has been talking about where people like you who have dedicated their lives to service, whether it is through the military or through the Peace Corps or through AmeriCorps, through any service-oriented activity, that they're not used to one of the fundamental truths of politics, which is you got to put yourself in the middle of things. Was that a tough transition for you?
It was very difficult, actually. This simply the idea of seeing my name on a sign or being an advocate for myself as opposed to, say, the Marines I served with. Very hard to have come from a background where it's all about serving others to realize that you've got to get yourself elected.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your experience in the military, has that given you skills, political skills that you didn't know you had in terms of working, say, across the aisle in Washington?
Well, first of all, it always makes me put America ahead of my own political interests or my party's political interests. And I think we need more of that perspective in Washington. And frankly, I think that's a big part of why Emily looks to recruit service veterans, because we're used to dedicating ourselves to others, dedicating ourselves to our country rather than political goals. And so that's something that I carry with me every day. And you know, the values of leadership and selfless service and sacrifice that I learned in the Marine Corps are things that absolutely helped me do my job well in Washington.
Sounds like you were glad you took her call that many years ago.
You know, at the end of the day, she was right. It was a good idea. I didn't think it was at the time, but I truly wouldn't be a congressman today if she hadn't given me that phone call.
Well, Congressman Seth Moulton, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Seth Moulton was one of the first candidates that the group New Politics helped put on the ballot back in 2014. We're joined, of course, by Emily Cherniak, who's founder and executive director of New Politics. And Emily, let me ask you one thing which Congressman Moulton talked about is he had to get used to even seeing his name on the campaign posters, for example, that it was a really big shift in mindset for him from coming from a, you know, even if it was a very hierarchical organization in the military, but a team-oriented one. Mm-hmm. How do you get people who are so service-oriented used to the idea that they have to sell themselves in a race?
Yeah, it's really difficult for them. Part of it is really about connecting it back to the mission, and you sort of take it, it can't be about it's about them, but it's not. And so even a lot of times they have trouble fundraising and they feel bad asking people to invest in them because they're so humble. And so it's really about you're investing in the country and you're investing in the community. It's not about you. It's about the mission of what you're trying to do and what you're trying to impact for the betterment of the community and country. And then I think that helps them sort of keep it not so personal.
Yeah. So let me ask you, you yourself did AmeriCorps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, Congressman Moulton is a veteran as well, and the folks that you're looking at come from these backgrounds where there's sort of a unified mission, right? Mm-hmm. There's a goal, and ostensibly everyone who's on that team believes in the goal. In a way, what I just described is kind of the opposite of how people viewing politics in America working today. So I'm wondering, do you find that it's actually a hard sell for folks to say, hey, look, you come from the military where there's a defined mission and you go out and do the mission and you work together to a place where gridlock is the norm?
Yes. I mean, and we don't try to pretend it's not, and not we're not Pollyanna. Like, we understand that it's about being in a battlefield in a lot of ways in politics. But part of it is what we found is they really appreciate and need sort of a guide, and we help navigate the space for them. So we're not just saying you should run and then we like let them go and we're like good luck. I mean, we really help sort of set them up for success, and we're there the whole way to really help guide them.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, I imagine that there are a lot of people who They're motivated to service because they do want to change the world.
Right.
They want to make the world a better place. And they don't see Washington as the place where they can do that now. Like, why not join a powerful, maybe, you know, wealthy nonprofit like the Gates Foundation or Mark Zuckerberg's new thing? Or why not join the military? Or why not do another year in AmeriCorps where there can be tangible differences made in the time of your service versus, I don't know, seemingly going to Washington and getting stuck in a political system that the majority of Americans feel is broken?
Yeah. I mean, I think what we sort of make the case is that the politics is key to creating change. And if you want to really change the systems and structures that perpetuate inequity, injustice, and the things that we need to solve, then you have to get political. And so that's our case is, yes, you can serve outside and do other things, but serving in politics really is a key lever in which we can change our communities and our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, about give me a little glimpse into what New Politics is doing for this election season. How many candidates have you been working with?
So we have almost 15 that we're working with. We have a ton of demand, which is great. And they kind of range from city council to state legislature to governor into Congress. And so we're sort of all over in different positions and around the country.
Can you give us a few names and places?
Sure. So in Delaware, Sean Barney is running for Congress in an open primary because the governor's seat is open there. We have Eric Greitens, who's a Republican primary candidate. He's a Navy SEAL running in Missouri for governor. And then we have in Milwaukee, we have two city council races. Megan Holman and David Crowley are both running in separate district races at large against sort of corrupt incumbents. So, yeah, we have a ton of diversity of candidates in different levels of office.
And what do you think? I mean, how do you go about vetting as to whether or not they actually will make good political candidates? Because I'm thinking, you know, Jim Webb, when he was in the race for president, like, you know, looking at his resume, that guy's presidential material. But obviously, you know, his primary run didn't last very long. So,
right.
It didn't. I mean, he did. He has been successful in politics. I have to say that, right? Because he was a senator. But presidential politics didn't work out for him.
Yeah. I mean, I think, listen, presidential politics is also above our pay grade right now. We're not quite there yet. But I think it's important to have conversations with candidates about what the process is and what it's like and what they're willing to do or not do. And I think we vet them just because they've served also doesn't mean that they're going to make a great candidate. We all have a role to play and not everyone's meant to run for office. But I think really having those conversations and really making sure that they're up for it and are willing to do what it takes to be in a campaign.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone.
You know, I'm thinking once again about Congressman Moulton because a lot of people have wondered whether or not if we got more veterans, in particular military veterans, back into national politics, at least, would that change the sometimes you know, bellicose nature of political conversation around, you know, how we use the military? Would we be exchanging that for the voice of experience? I mean, that's the ideal goal.
Right.
And do you think that that's possible even?
I mean, I think for us, it's really about getting people into office who put the country first. And I think people said, you know, when Congressman Moulton was first elected, they said to me, well, he's not going to be different. He's not going to be anything like, he'll be like everybody else. But I think he's proven in this past year that he's really a different kind of leader in how he approaches situations, whether it's getting the New England delegation to all sign a letter to sort of talk about Gloucester and the issues that the fishermen have. You know, he thinks collaboratively and it's about how do we really solve the problems? And it's not about me as a congressman. It's about sort of getting the work done. And I think if we had more people like that in office, we could do big things for the country again.
Well, Emily Cherniak is founder and director of New Politics. It's a Boston-based organization that is trying to get more service and military veterans to run for political office. Emily Cherniak, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, there's more of the show coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.